The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective, all things hot and all things not, news, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Hey, guys. Oh, man, this is exciting. We're on a roll, and it's the new year, and everybody's excited about what's going on with Easy Way, and wow, this is cool.
You know, I mean, 2018.
2018, Reith. Can you believe it? Sounds like we're in a future book or something. 2018.
We are. It's amazing.
Have you wrapped your brain around that date yet, Reith, or is it not sunken in? I don't know. This is
for some reason, this one seems to be easy for me. Maybe I haven't written a lot of checks. I guess we don't write checks anymore. So it used to be it took you into mid-February before you remember that it was January of the next year.
Yeah.
But
hey, Reith, happy birthday,
Elvis.
You
don't write it, it doesn't happen that often.
It's happy birthday Elvis Presley today, David Bowie, and Stephen Hawkins. Couple birthdays today, but, I mean, what the heck. And, Reith, did you know that today, I mean, it's the new year, so what better day to have National Clean Your Desk Day? It was January 8th.
Okay.
About that. And I know it's irrelevant for you. I know it's irrelevant for you because Reith's desk is always clean and in order, right?
Yeah, right. I don't think so. Well, that brings us up to Hot Topics.
It's Hot Topic time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my Hot Topic is the Golden Globes. Of course, everybody was anticipating what was going to happen with the women with the black dresses. I wasn't for it at first, I have to admit. I thought, why are we using fashion as a weapon? But I thought it was done tastefully. 99% of the women did not have over-sexualized dresses. I thought, how do you protest sexual harassment if you're wearing overly sexualized dresses? But most of the women did very good taste. And even the ones that crossed the line a little bit were just a little over the line. Most of the women looked beautiful. The room was a beautiful sea of black garments, and they didn't talk about it. They didn't have to. It made its own statement. So I was for the black dresses. I don't know if some of your favorites didn't win, but for Best Motion Picture, Three Billboards Outside of Edding, Missouri, I haven't seen it yet, but I do want to see it. I haven't really seen any of this stuff. Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy was Lady Bird. I loved Get Out, but I haven't seen the other one, so I can't really compare it. Same thing with Best Performance by Actress. Frances McDormand won the Golden Globe. I love her in the trailers, but I haven't seen any of these either. So at any rate, it goes on and on of what I haven't seen that won awards at the Golden Globes. One of the categories I was looking at the best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. It was Gary Oldman, Timothy Chalamet, Daniel Day-Lewis, Tom Hanks, and Denzel Washington. I'd hate to be Timothy in that group. You know you're going to lose, okay? But I mean, could you imagine being up against those men in the best actor category? On their worst day, they're the best actor. But Gary Oldman won that one. So they were pretty boring. I guess I don't usually watch them, so I didn't realize how boring they really are. But the award season is on and cracking. So what's your hot topic, Jim?
Well, we're just doing the news updates, trying to fill you guys in on what's going on a little bit. And these big ships out there, Reith, in the ocean, you got to kind of watch where they're going, because I'm thinking in this day and age, we shouldn't have this problem. But there was a big problem in the China Sea, 200 miles from China. Big problem out there, guys. An Iranian vessel, it was a cargo ship, collided with a big, I think it was a Chinese cargo ship, collided with a huge Iranian oil tanker. that had 1 million barrels of oil, and it is a disaster. They said the fire and the smoke, you could see it all over. It's like a big island out there because those things are huge. It takes $1 million to fill their gas tank. And in Sudan, there's a lot of big protests going on because of the price of bread. So it goes to show you the basics. And if you're heading out, Rita and I always tell you, check out what's going on out there at the airports, because JFK had a big water break and flooded their, in the main parts of the airport there in the terminal, big flood. And Iran is banning English from their schools. They say they're getting too much influence from the West. And Rita mentioned the dress over there was black to support the sex situation in the business, in all the businesses, but in the Hollywood business, but it's spread all over. So this has been a good thing. It's been an eye opener. And Oprah was given the Lifetime Cecil B. DeMille Award. We have a little airbag situation, guys. If you own a BMW, a Fiat, a Mazda, Mercedes, GM product from, I think it's 2009 to 2013. We got to check the list. There's too many. 3.3 million bad bag airbags out there that cause trouble. So look into that. Starbucks had a lawsuit going on because they weren't filling up their lattes enough, and that didn't go through. That fell through. And Trump ready to talk to North Korea, and they said if they can drop that nuclear program, they might come through with some talks, because they've been talking to South Korea. The big book on the president, their author is being said to be not credible, and the Trump administration sending back 200,000 El Salvadorians because their 10-year program is up. They had granted them a stay for 10 years. To stay in the country. And back in the east, a freeze bomb closed airports. So again, check your travels, because it was so bad. It's supposed to be breaking back there, and we have some rains coming out this way, Reese. So the New Year's basically was safe. We didn't have any problems, but all the fires we had. The problem with that is now we have rains coming, and they're worried about the mudslides in some of those areas. And a lady won, $5 million by accidentally buying a ticket. She didn't mean to buy the ticket. She bought it by mistake. She has two children. She won $5 million. So, Reith, if you win something like that by mistake, let me know. We'll split it.
So anyway, I plan to win something like that on purpose, but I haven't done so.
Yeah, then you can plan it. But, a lot of news. I just try to touch on a few things. But I think it's time to roll along here for a commercial.
Well, that brings us to a commercial.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we've got a very special guest on this morning that I'm going to introduce you to. But first, I'm going to give you a little bio. We have Melanie Jensen is going to be coming on. She's a Newport Beach, California winning benefactor, has dedicated her life to make the world a better place, and this lady has done it. She's really influenced a lot of people. She has been involved in feeding the world from China to Katrina. She is a central figure in quality films in Hollywood, has forged an alliance with writers, directors, actors, and bringing quality to films. Much like Steve Allen, she has a main event at the Radisson in November. And she works with artists and leaders all over. She's making a difference by bringing happiness, love, care to world starving, oppressed entrepreneurs, families, corporate leaders. She is just a humanitarian. And she's an amazing person, a lot of energy. And she is she's passionate about inspiring people. And she, you know, the thing is, she's had over 35 years experience in life coaching, fitness, nutrition, image consulting, and she's the founder of Happy World. And I'm going to bring her on now because her, you know, her introduction could literally go on for an hour. She's done so much. She's founder of the world, happyworld.com. Melody, you're on with us?
Sure enough, Nick. MelodyHappyWorld.com. Hi, how are you doing?
This is Retha Gray, Retha Melody Jensen, the founder of Happy World.
It's MelodyHappyWorld.com. Yes, MelodyHappyWorld. MelodyHappyWorld.com.
Well, I'm happy to meet someone who has a place called Happy World.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, we put the name Melodies, MELODYS, happyworld.com. It's not just happyworld.com. And that's for a purpose because we're trying
Melody's
to get the
world
to make a difference. Melodies, it's plural.
40 years in anti-aging, self-improvement, fitness, nutrition, cosmetics. I mean, Melody, you are really a person that likes helping people. What do you think, what was it that kind of steered you in this direction to just helping others? I mean, you've got so much going on. You have so much energy. Life coach, your pageants, mags. I remember I went to one of your events in Newport Beach that you put on. It was amazing. You got magazines, TV, radio. What gives you the energy for all this? We like to hear this kind of stuff in our Baby Boomer show. And what do you think puts you on the path to helping others?
Well, thank you so much, both of you. You know, this is 2018, and I'm so excited to be on your show. And Eric and Jim, you guys have been great friends over the years, and you've covered some of my red carpet events. And really what drives me is paying it forward and making a difference. About in 2003, I became really aware of what was going on in the world with sexual abuse and drug addiction and alcoholism, and I decided to dedicate two events a year where I took about 400 people to dinner in Newport Beach, and they were people who wanted to make a difference and friends of mine. And then we focused on a fashion show, dinner, dance, and the whole thing was to get people excited for a happiness crusade, to focus on the dream, not the problem. And what happens here, as a baby boomer, you know, I graduated in 1969. I hear there's a movie coming out about that year. I've got four grandkids and three kids and, you know, been a mother and still am, and have a wonderful daughter who's doing her own LP, independent record label, California Dreams with Jackie Jensen. But the whole purpose that Jackie and I both feel is we want to make a difference and pay it forward. We need to have more people that want to serve others. When we want to truly be happy, we have to forgive others, and we need to give more love, appreciation, and recognition to people doing good. So today I want to really pay tribute to both of you and to Eric on the great job you're doing and setting an example of paying it forward, making a difference, and being happy. And really, today, happiness is sometimes hard for people to find. And you know, this new year of 2018, my life coaching clients that I work with, I tell them, do it now, D-I-N. This is the year to do it now and to forgive all those that have hurt you. And when you forgive people, you can move on to the new chapter in your life. And really, when we go through these challenges and these, we call them problems, they actually become pearls of wisdom later on. So by forgiving people and by concentrating on serving others, we become happier. But when we become egotistical and selfish, we're saddened. So the whole thing is we started a happiness crusade back in 2003, and we are going to be doing a television talk show that's going to go globally real fast. And our whole purpose is to get people excited about their life. Your life is your masterpiece. You create a new chapter every year. 2018 is a brand new year now. So in order to attract the right blessings and people into your life for 2018, we have to forgive others. Number one.
And you know, Melody, it's more than, you know, you do so much to help people, but you are also into technology. You have a strong interest in technologies that will improve the environment, and you have resources, including a breakthrough of alternative energy technology for cost-efficient, with the Melody's Happy World homes, biofuels, solar energy, landfills converted to energy and electric. So you're really into that too. How did you wind up with that background?
It kind of happened, you know, doing my red carpet events. There were quite a few prominent people that came that were into all of that, and I became friends with them. And, of course, we have created the Melody's Happy World home that's totally turnkey, and it's like a spa retreat, which will be taking those around the world. But I'm working right now with people that are doing infrastructure and building, rebuilding countries that have had damage and disaster relief. So we do have modular refineries, modular power plants, and different things that are going into these small countries to help these countries. So I'm pretty actively involved in that. I do believe that under your own roof is heaven or hell, and you begin with your own home. And we can go out and tell the world how to be happy, but it starts right underneath your own roof. And treating the people in your family or roommates or whatever they might be, a relationship you're in, we believe that, and I believe that you need to take the time to pamper each other every single day. And one of the most important things is to turn your home into like a spa home and give each other foot massages and have meditation and prayer together and concentrate on the 10 things you really like about them for 2018. And if you want to put it on the mirror in the bathroom, every day put a new positive compliment about the person you're with. It's so vital because the world out there is very critical. And to avoid criticism today, you do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. There's always someone out there to be critical of you. But what you want to be is a happy person that gives compliments for 2018, that looks for the good. And when you do this, it attracts more people into your life that are good. And I tell people in relationships, I do a lot of coaching with men and women, you know, women are verbal, men are visual. And a woman, it's really interesting, you know, she speaks about 25 to 50,000 words a day. The average man speaks about 15 to 25,000 words a day. By the time the woman's just warmed up, the guy's quit. So one of the best things you can do is grab his foot and give him a foot massage, and he won't run away. He'll have to listen to those 50,000 words. And you each take a foot, and you massage and do that tender, loving care and listen. And this kind of sounds funny, but it works. And communication is everything between a man and a woman. And a woman can have a man do all these kind things and deeds for her, take the garbage out, you know, help with the dishes, you know, open the car door. But if he says one put down or one verbal discredit or belittling or bullying, she forgets all that. She is totally verbal and she'll remember it forever. So it's really funny. You have to realize, you men, that what you say to a woman, she remembers forever. Now, women have to learn to forgive and get over it. But the verbalization, what you say to a woman, is so very important going into 2018. Women are finding out that they can reach their full potential just like men can. And a lot of women are turning to wearing the color black. I did research on the language of dress and color, and I used to go out to companies like Sony and Nabisco and Tiffany and Pfizer and do corporate image seminars. And I've always taught in my seminars, you know, they put a judge in a black robe for a reason. The reason they put him, he has power and authority. Well, if you're a blonde and you're a woman in short stature, you're going to have an extra hard time getting your voice heard. So to wear a black skirted suit is one of the best things a woman can wear. And I really believe that black is an authoritative color. And when you want to not be belittled and you want to be treated as successful and not a sex object, black is one of the best colors for being striking, elegant, and having power. So if you feel you need power in your business life, add more black to your wardrobe.
That's a good tip, Melody. And there was a there was an event recently. I think they wore black dresses. But anyway, thank you for coming on, Melody. This is very interesting, and I'd like to have you back because there's so much with the relationship thing. We're out of time, but
Melody, how can we get in touch with you if we want to serve you or you know?
Okay, okay, thank you for asking. Just go to Melodies, M-E-L-O-D-Y-S, happyworld.com. I have my phone number. I have my email at the top there. You can go into the purpose link, the home link, the family and pet link, the humanitarian link, entertainment link, and wellness. And I do motivational seminars, and we're getting ready to launch a big television show, and it'll be a lot like the website. But we're here to serve. We're here to help people realize that it's a lot more fun to start 2018 with our happiness crusade than our fault-finding crusade. And if we want to have a happier America, we got to look for the positive.
So good. Well, thank you, Melody,
that's,
for coming on with us.
Thank you so much. That's excellent advice.
Thank you.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we're going to talk about fraud and phishing and schemes on the internet again. There was a time where we spent very little time in conversation about this, but apparently it is billions of dollars business. So what the scammers do is they get your email address. Now, it's easy to buy an email list, and they just send you an email suggesting different things. It might be your bank, and your account is going to be closed down if you don't contact them within 24 hours. It might be your credit card, and it might say that your credit card has been disconnected because they suspect fraud, and you should click on this tab and prove that you're you. Now, once they get you to this secondary website, that's when they get all your real information. It'll look like your real institution's website. You'll put in your bank passcode or your username, and then it might even look like it's going through. But what has happened is you have let them capture your information, and then you go along on your merry way thinking the problem's been fixed when the problem is just beginning. I got to tell you, we got to all start reporting these emails when we get them. First, we've got to not click on them. Some of them will unleash viruses onto your computer or onto your phone. So we have to first not click on them. But once we read the headline, go to the institution that they claim to represent, whether it's Bank of America or Citibank or American Express. Go to your browser, go on the internet, and search under the help category of where to report fraud. Then you go, you get that email address that they'll give you to report fraud, go back email and forward that email to that fraud address. And after you forward it and it's gone on its way, then delete it off of your machine. If it's really your institution, then it's no problem. But you can handle whatever it is by going directly to the institution, not clicking on a link. And be very, very careful. if you do find yourself in the position that you have gone to a website, you've entered it in, and then you think it's a fraud, go immediately to your account. Change your passwords. Do what you need to do. Change your ATM card numbers. Do what you need to do to protect yourself. Be preemptive in all of this fraud stuff. It's called fishing when they're just trying to fish out, just like somebody throwing hooks in a line in the water. They're trying to catch you on the line, or it could be fraud. It can be all kinds of different schemes. You just won the internet lottery, but you never entered the internet lottery. It's a fraud. At any rate, be on the lookout for frauds. Happy 2018.
Uh-huh. Very
interesting. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Okay, we got a gem for you today. Resolutions, and you know they're important because a resolution can change your life. New Year's resolution is something you want to change, and it can put you on the right track. Well, I'm going to give you some. In Time.com, I found broken resolution. These are the top broken resolutions that people wanted, but it just didn't work. And the number one resolution that doesn't work with a lot of people is losing weight and getting fit. Well, I fell off that bandwagon of the healthy food because I was doing great for a while, and then I was to burgers and cookies and things, so I'm going to try it again. Number two is quitting smoking, and I'll just go down the list of the top 10. These are things that people wanted to do, but it just didn't work. Learning something new, eating healthy and dieting, which we talked about, getting out of debt and saving money, spending time with family, traveling to new places, less stress, volunteering, and drinking less. Now, these are the things that people wanted to change, and they didn't change. Now, Paul Weisman, top 10 tips to achieving your New Year's resolutions in sun.co.uk. Now, this is a guy that specializes in how to stay on track. So I gave you, we fell off track, and what he says, this is what you do to stay on track. Okay, number one, these top 10, only make one resolution. All right, don't wait until New Year's Eve to set your goal. All right, don't attempt previously failed resolutions. Of course, that's hard to do because we want to, you know, we get a resolution, we want to go back and fix it. Don't base your goal on what everyone else is doing. Break your goal into a series of time-based steps. Tell your friends and family what you're aiming for. Regularly remind yourself of the benefits. Give yourself small rewards for each achievement that you have, each step, and make your plans and progress concrete by writing them down, and expect small setbacks, but don't make these reasons to give up. There you go, guys. So we've all heard them before, and there are ways of staying on track. So that's the name of that tune, Reith. What do you think? We better make these resolutions and stay on track. And I'm doing it by, I think Tony Robbins or somebody in there said, if nothing else, try to get something done every day. Look down, empty out a drawer, clean it out, put the drawer back, and only put back what's needed. Okay, that's one drawer. The everyday critic, do something. So Carmelita's Corner, here we go.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's always great to be here. And here we are again. I've got a great guest lined up today. I'm sure you are all familiar with the series, the great series that he's a part of, and you'll recognize it when you hear him. We're talking about the series Westworld, and my guest today is Mika Fitzgerald. Welcome, Mika.
Mika, where are you?
Good morning, Mika. I think we've got, I think I heard a familiar voice, but it's not Mika. let's go back to the top.
We'll text him. He's not on yet.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are.
Yes.
We were just wandering through episode of Westworld, and now we have encountered you. Anyway, I want to introduce you properly, and you've done quite a lot. I mean, you've had so much filmography, I can't even begin to name them all, but I've got Fear of the Walking Dead, From Dusk Till Dawn, the series, and of course Westworld, and you were working on Mollywood and so on. Let me just tell them the premise of Westwood. It's set at the intersection
Westworld.
Of the near future and the reimagined past, and it explores a world in which every human appetite, no matter how noble or depraved, can be indulged without consequence. Westworld isn't your typical amusement park. It's intended for rich vacationers. A futuristic park allows its visitors to live out their most primal fantastic with a robotic host. However, the robotic hosts have evolved an artificial consciousness that is similar to, yet diverges from, human consciousness. No matter how illicit the fantasy may be, there are no consequences for the park's guests, allowing for any wish to be indulged, but there is a price to be paid. Can you elaborate on that, Mika?
Getting over a little cold. There's a lot to the show, you know. I mean, obviously... To elaborate on that, I mean, the show creator could elaborate on it long, and I've been definitely fortunate to be part of the project, part of the show, and going on my second season here. But I just think that it's quite reflective of where we are as a culture today, what we do as far as in virtual reality today, and how more and more people are embracing that, and as we kind of live in a world of escapism, where people are escaping through their phones or escaping through video games or escaping through, you know, all kinds of different areas of entertainment now that weren't available before. So today I think, you know, Westworld was based on the original 1973 movie with Yul Brynner. And obviously the technology was, you're talking about 50 years ago. So today it's actually, you know, the technology's caught up with the concept. And I think people are very intrigued by the show because it allows you to superimpose yourself and your psyche kind of through the show and live through these characters. And I think it's got a, you know, incredible amount of potential as far as in where the show goes over the next few years, and excited to see what the creators do with it. They're very progressive. They're really looking to make something that is landmark and unique, and something that's never been done before. And with J.J. Abrams on board, you know, executive producing this, and the incredible cast that they've had with Anthony Hopkins and Ed Harris and some of the other series regulars that we have now, you know, in this new second season, things are really starting to unfold for the world. Last year, that, you know, they introduced her, you know, the first season they introduced everybody to it. But fortunately, you know, I was able to be a part of the project, and yeah, it's just, it's really kind of one of those mind blowing shows that really kind of leaves you thinking, is this reality or is this a fantasy? Because it kind of seems like a little both. So I think the creators have done a great job, and you know, we're nominated for 22 Emmys for season one, and hoping season two actually get some nominations and actually win a few awards. We'll see what happens. But yeah, there's so much going on in the show. I'm one of the gold mine, you know, I'm the gold miner host in the show, and my character is a robotic cannibal and is programmed to eat people. So it is one of those new roles, you know. There's no school for training for robotic cannibals that I've heard of yet. So,
well, that's pretty heavy. they gave you the heavy role there, and actually, as we're speaking, I'm watching it right now on TV, mm-hmm. and you're very prominent there, and. I'm happy. You know, we had a wonderful visit with a mutual friend of ours who came in from Sacramento. I'm going to give her a shout out real quick because I heard her voice on the air just before they brought you on, but she didn't get a chance to say anything. Her name is Eve Madison, and we had a wonderful meal together that we shared after we honored the wonderful Reverend Della Reese Lett, who is an icon in the industry. She had a hit TV series with Roma Downing, who was her co-star in the series Touched by an Angel. And mm-hmm. That actually brought us all together. And you shared with us that you have something that's going to take you in a new direction, mm-hmm. where you're going to play a light, a source of light that we, you know, all better know as the person that shed their life for us so that we could have life. Can you tell us anything about that, or is that
a Yeah, you know, right now, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, right now, I mean, that last year was over at the American Film Market. They have a film market event where everybody markets their films for foreign releases and stuff. And I, you know, met a gentleman with little books, little films. And they do TV series. They do some feature film stuff as well. And he was, you know, met me. And, you know, right now we don't have anything yet, you know, locked down as far as in contracts. I know that he was finishing off this TV series that they're working on, but yeah, he extended and like saw me immediately and wanted to extend me the role, the incredible role of the opposite of Lucifer. And, you know, it was beautiful because actually I'm on set right now for Warner Brothers right now, about to hop into an audition.
We're really, really very fortunate to have you under those circumstances. And I want to just let everybody know that Mika took special time to get there early so that he could do this interview while he's getting ready for his audition. So I really appreciate that.
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, Hollywood is like to, you know, utilize me as a a steel hammer. I have a very intense look. I have a deep voice, and you know, I have piercing eyes, and I have I think one of my special gifts is my intensity. So they like to tend to, you know, harness that around a lot of dark characters. So I brought a lot of, you know, crazy, nefarious protagonists to life here in Hollywood over the last 4.5 years. But I've always dreamed of also, you know, for me, my goal is to be able to, you know, be a light of inspiration, a light of hope, a light of potential that we can all be, you know, through my career, beyond my characters, beyond my work. And so the gentleman speaking to me about, you know, bringing the prodigal son to life on screen for this movie, titled He Is I is the title for the film. And I was just like blown away because I just had met this gentleman. He didn't know anything about me, and he was just reading me, and he's like, man, this is our guy, and invited me and started telling me about the concept of what we're doing. And so we're going to see how that that comes together. But in the meanwhile, too, I'm working on being able to develop and push out my message and what I want to do, and a more intimate, you know, side of me as far as in who I am, besides the characters that I can bring to life, you know, on screen for everybody else's work through my music. And so, you know, this year I'm coming out as the catalyst, as a recording artist. I'll be blending in converging hip-hop, spoken word, poetry, prose, rock, folk, a little bit of everything, actually. I've been inspired by a lot of different types of music. So I'm looking to do that, and as well as kind of walking in the steps of starting to mastermind with other writers and being able to get some of these ideas that I've had visions of and bring them to life, actually get them on paper and start writing my own roles in Hollywood, as many of us actors do, because we tend to get typecast many times. You know, Hollywood will look at you in a certain way, and they want to just continually give you those same kind of roles. And unless you're blessed enough or gifted enough to find a director who's going to say, you know what, I'm going to cross cast this thing. I normally mm-hmm. would cast this person this way, but today I'm going to actually, you know what, we're going to do it the other way around. When cast this guy, you know what, and they give you an opportunity to break out of the box. So, or you write your way out of the box with another writer and create mm-hmm. your own, the door that you're looking for. So, so yeah, this year is really exciting, really trying to avail a whole bunch of things that I haven't yet as far as an artist, and finding my true voice in the industry besides just a gun for hire. But at the same time, you know what, I'm very, very grateful for the opportunities, each and every opportunity I've gotten. I don't discount them. I know that every, you know, role in Hollywood, you know, you have thousands upon thousands of people who dream that they could get that role. So you really have to, you know, respect it when you do get it, no matter, you know, what you think of the quality of the character, whether you like them or not. And for me, you know, whether I like the character or not is irrelevant. It's my job to bring him to life. And that's what, you know, that's what a great actor does. A great actor is, you know, you need to have both masks. You need to be able to, you know, wear the mask of the light and the good and the faith and, you know, and all that we are. And you also need to be able to wear the mask of the darkness and the dirty and the evil and the less attractive side of humanity. So I think, you know, if you can play from Lucifer all the way to Jesus Christ, a superstar, you pretty much got the range. And for me, I've been working through the ranks here and working through the pecking order here to get my name up there, and real excited about 2018 and putting it together. So we're going to see. I'm working. I have another movie, a movie concept I'm working on about American greed, about consumerism, materialism, about how we sell ourselves short in life, thinking it's about currency. And so I got a movie idea around money. And
oh, well,
that's a really good one.
That's a good one. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited about getting together with some writers here and getting this damn thing out of me, because I've had these visions, and it takes a while many times to build up your emotional muscle to believe in your vision, to believe in who you are and what you have, and many times we discount it for circumstantial reasons. And yeah, I feel like 2018 is going to be a breakthrough year for everybody. I want to, you know, thank Eric Zuli and you guys, you know, for having me on today and inviting me on, and you know, Easy Talks and Carmelita's Corner, and you know, the whole. You know, all you guys coming together to make the movement, and all of us being able to share this wonderful path together.
Well, I can see the horizon, that there are great things ahead of us, and I want to be here when everything unfolds. I mean, we're already at the brink of something major. I mean, I'm still in awe of the speech that Oprah Winfrey gave last night on the Golden Globe Awards. I mean, when she said that the time is up and things are going to change, and that the women are going to claim their empowerment and realize their full potential, regardless of what rank they are in life. And she did it on a platform which includes the men, of course. I mean, we're all here together, and we all need to work together to make it a better place. And I want to thank Eric Zuli and the team here, his dad, James Zuli, and Aretha Gray, for inviting me on the network. I've been on now since November of last year, 2016, and I'm enjoying the run and looking forward to more great guests such as yourself, because you open the door, you open the doors to our minds, and the lady that just was on a little while ago that was talking about happiness, she really was talking about a positive approach, where we talk about the positive and not focusing on the problem. But, you know, of course we have to identify the problem, but to look for the answers and look for the sunshine rather than the, you know, the parts that are taking us backwards, but let's move forward. And I love what you say. I love being in your company with Eve the other day when we all dined together.
Yes, that was
Smokehouse. That was a great time that we spent, you know.
Yes. Thank you, matter of fact, for extending an invitation to me to be a part of the celebration of her life. And, you know, it was a wonderful. John Leslie Brown showed up, and, you know, that was kind of a nice little surprise.
That was
a few
a surprise.
Other people who
and
I
you
met.
Know, he said that he went to Reverend Della Reese's church every week. I didn't realize I was in his company, because over the years, you know, I've been associated with that church, even though, you know, I have my regular church. Every Sunday I've been a major member, you know, of the choir and so forth. But I loved going to Reverend Della's church when I could. And I've even sung there, you know, a couple of times. And I had no idea that he was part of that group.
Neither
small
did I.
World.
That was it was a connection of worlds, because I met Eve through Infinity Productions and Mary L. Booker, who was my teacher over at the Bayview Opera House for 2 years. And the fact that I worked with her and she really set the stage for me as far as in being an actor.
Yes, that is wonderful. When you talked about Mary Booker, that Eve also was connected to that, and she just happened to be in town from Sacramento, which is where my good friend Bonnie Hilton Sweeney was from. And she was the founder of the pre-Grammy Gala, which she drew me into the third year as one of the producers. And I've just been happy to have witnessed that and participated in that. We want to do something possibly in February to bring the gang together, the pre-Grammy gang.
Carmelita.
Yes.
This is fascinating.
God.
It really is, but we're out of time.
Oh, my God. We're out of
I
time?
Just
you
got
to be
Mika.
Kidding.
Yes. I got to jump in this
hey,
audition Mika. Here in just a minute. Yep.
It's Jim.
Okay.
I wanted to pop
so
in really quick
guys.
To Carmelita. Hey, Mika, I just wanted to say what's up, man. Keep doing you, and put the March 24th in your calendar. That's our big easy way everything launch.
Dude, I love your passion, dude. You're an absolute beast, man, and you're an inspiration, you and your dad. And I just, I just want to, you know, give a big shout-out to you, man, and let you know, man, your determination and persistence and your drive is incredible, man. So keep it up. I know the future holds incredible things for you and your vision. and excited to be a part of it with you guys. And thank you again, Carmelita, for having me. I'm glad you came into my life, and looking forward to our next conversations, guys. So, yeah, I'll keep the 24th open. Let me know, Eric, and we'll roll from there, and you guys have a wonderful, incredible, glorious day.
Yes, sir. Good luck with your audition. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
thank
good
you
luck with
thank
your
you.
Audition, Mika.
Right on,
yeah,
you guys. You guys have a great one.
Carmelita has the coolest guest on, and we hung out with Mika, and he is a cool guy, I'll tell you. And he's sharp. So, Reef, it's, I'm going to see if I can grab Frank Hillering. Frank pops in every once in a while, and Eric, just to get an update of some of the things that are going on. Guys, you with us?
I am here, Jim. Hello, Risa. Happy New Year. I didn't have a chance to tell you that.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.
And Risa, yep. And Risa, Frank, you know, Risa and I are really big into this New Year's resolution thing. We stick to it. And Risa says...
You're big on New Year's resolutions. I don't even make them happen in the years.
Yeah, we really stick to it, Frank. I
well, I'll tell you, you know, I wish I had a dime for every one that I've broken.
Well, you heard the show today. That's what people do. And I'm sitting here. I'm not telling you what I'm eating, but it's not on the healthy side. But, Frank, let's get an update on some of the stuff going on. I don't know if Eric's in a pile.
Well,
I'll
tell you. I mean, you guys, I don't know whether you listened to Eric and our show on Saturday, but we interviewed the infamous Robin, Burt Ward of Batman. You know, unbelievable. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I used to never miss that show on a Wednesday and Thursday night. So it was almost like deja vu for me.
Yeah, and he'll be coming on to Radio Boomers Live and Easy Way Radio. Him and his wife most likely. Shout out to Roger Neal for you know sending him our way. And yeah, that was a great show. You guys can go to ericzuli.com/shows. Sorry, Rita, I wasn't finished. All right, go ahead.
they're cool people.
They have dog food and they rescue dogs and they're just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dog advocates.
Yeah, Gentle Giants Dog Food is the company, and I mean, they don't take a dime. All the money that comes into their nonprofit, they don't take a dime. All 100% of it goes to the dogs, goes to the animals. It's incredible.
Yeah, we've all got dogs. I've got three dogs myself. I can't wait to get my hands on that food because, I mean, these dogs have now turned into my children, especially considering my last son just moved out of my house. I mean, they're a big part of our life.
Yeah, and they're doing
– They're cool people, I'll tell you.
So if you guys go to easywaynetwork.com, there's two stories on what Bert's got going on. One is the dog food, and they're released to 10,000-something stores. I mean, it's ridiculous how much this dog food is going to be out there. And two is the Bert's actually getting his own hot dog at the famous Pink's Hot Dog in Hollywood. We just released that literally 10 minutes ago on Easy Way Network, so you guys can read about that. And, Frank, tell them what's going on with Easy Way Pay.
Well, I'm excited, Eric. I mean, especially about the March 24th event. We are in the process of, first of all, celebrating your birthday. Let's not forget that. And also the launch of the Easy Way Loyalty Rewards Cashback MasterCard. I mean, we've got something exciting as far as a platform. So all you small businesses out there, if you're listening in, you baby boomers out there that are turning the key in that door, every single day, you know, and making it work for your life and the life of your family, you definitely want to put that on your calendar because Easy Way Business is going to be a huge, huge part of this event. And we're going to be launching platforms, not just the MasterCard, but other things that are going to really, really drive profits to your bottom line and reduce your costs of doing business. And believe me, in this day and age, with the way the economy's been over the last couple of years, you definitely need to take a look at something that's going to reduce your costs and increase your sales.
Yeah, and you said releasing platforms. We're going to be doing something a little bit unique as far as creating applications. And, Rita, you're going to love this, Miss Tech Queen of Radio Boomers Live. We're going to be creating applications, and we are certified and publishers of Apple and Android and all that. And we're going to be creating applications, which is basically a digital solution for small business as well as influencers. So not only will we be creating you the application and creating EasyWay apps, which will be launched here pretty soon, we'll be explaining how we're going to be a little bit different than any other options that you choose from. We'll be giving you anime videos. We'll be kind of coaching you on how to monetize. And I'll tell you guys, if you download EasyWayMobile.com, you'll see how we function and how we run our app. We make a lot of money with that app. And so we've learned a lot of tips and tricks and secrets, and there's no business that should not have an application. So we're going to be your ultimate solution. And then you have the EasyWay Pay program to get paid within it, and it's going to be really exciting. And I'll talk about some of the celebrities. I mean, my boy Renee and his wife from Storage Wars most likely will be supporting. And like you said, it was my birthday, Frank. So I'm going to be – I'll tell you who I'm going to be inviting, guys. Kate Linder from Young and the Restless, a good friend of mine. Pamela Hasselhoff, David Hasselhoff's ex-wife. Quentin Aaron from the Blind Side. Obviously, Mika Fitzgerald, you heard he would be coming. And, you know, just a couple – you know, Aretha's obviously going to be there doing her thing. There's a lot of influencers.
Yeah, and how
Andy
exciting,
Eric,
is that? How exciting is that from a red carpet standpoint of view? Because everybody knows how you mix it up on a red carpet, and we're actually thinking about having two with a business flavor. All you businesses out there, you've got websites and whatnot, but the one thing that you probably don't have is a sizzle video, a 29 or 30-second video that really scopes your company and you. We're going to be shooting professional video copy out there, red carpet style, and you could be alongside an A-lister in Hollywood and whatnot talking about your business. I mean, how valuable is that? Because when somebody clicks on your website, if you don't catch their attention with a video within about 2 or 3 seconds, you tell them, Eric, what happens? They're down the road, right?
Well, yep. It's all about the branding and brand integration, and we're just going to make it a little easier on you guys. So, again, go download the app. You'll know everything going on. Subscribe to EasyWayNetwork.com, and if you guys like me personally, EricZuli.com, everything is there. But I want to talk a little bit about the business people that are going to be there too. Frank, tell them about some of the partners that we have that are going to be there on the panel.
Oh, my goodness. We've got a panel that is almost like the who's who of American business. We've got one of the biggest IPTV network CEOs flying in from Richmond, Virginia. We've got another, obviously we've got our card issuer coming in from New York City in the Empire State Building. I mean, we've got another guy out of New Hampshire who's the CEO of a company that has digital proximity marketing technology that basically lights up your business on any Android phone within 100 yards of where his device is with a notification message and a landing page to help you capture new business or even use it to basically promote your events and different things like this. Eric, we've got a panel that is just absolutely incredible. So if you've got a business out there and you want answers to those nagging problems that you're dealing with on a daily basis, you definitely need to be at this event.
And I got some surprise news. And this is the first time released on Radio Boomers Live, EasyWayRadio.com. I worked with Akon for a while. I worked with Convict Music. I was actually signed with Shy Dog /Con Live as a host, and I was in-house with them. And I dealt with a lot of the investors, a lot of the bigger sponsors that dealt with them. And one of the gentlemen, I'm not going to mention names or anything like that, but one of the gentlemen that was an investor with Akon did a lot of different things, which is doing a vodka company now and gold and diamonds, and he's dealing in Indianapolis. He does tons of – big business guy, very close friend of mine. He did say to me, because it's my birthday, he's going to do everything in his power to get a plane ticket to come down. You know, I mean, it's incredible how many people are responding to this. And so if you guys know any more information on the event, it is on the event section on EasyWayNetwork.com. But on Facebook, we have an invite. So if you guys want to RSVP to that, and we're going to be putting the committee together. So the last but not least, this is a benefit. This is a benefit for American Cancer Society. And we,
yeah,
you know, my dad
had cancer. That.
Yeah, you know, my dad had cancer. He's a survivor, and we're going to raise as much money as possible. And I'm going to tell you guys straight up, if you come to this event, be expected to donate, because this is a benefit, and we are going to be raising money for American Cancer Society.
There
I want to
go.
Make sure we're presenting them a big check, yeah. You know, one of those big fat checks and doing a big big press thing on it. And I want to show people that we do support the cancer research aspect of things, and it is passionate to my heart. So we are going to be asking people for donations. We are going to be doing everything we can. We'll be doing auctions. We'll be doing whatever we can to help support American Cancer Society, and that is going to happen that night. We're also partnering up with the Business Expo Center. Yeah, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Frank.
Eric, didn't you say that Burt Ward is being honored with a hot dog at Pink's tomorrow?
He is.
And
he
didn't
is.
You also
and, you know,
tell me that the Batmobile is going to be there as well? Now that we've got such an incredible, yeah, now that we've got such an incredible close relationship with Bert and his family, hey man, why don't you ask him if he can have that Batmobile show up at our 24th event? Can you imagine?
We're having some very good conversations, Frank. In fact, they may even be honorees of one of our awards. You know, the more that I talked to them and got to know them, you know, personally, and found out what their goals are and what they're striving to do and how they're influencing, it really inspired me, and I love what they're doing with the animals. And so we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens. They're awesome people. But so Aretha, Dad, I'm going to give it back to you. Your time's about 2 minutes here, and thank you for letting us do the Easyway news. So again, guys, if you want to know anything going on with Easyway, easywaynetwork.com. All the news is there, as well as the easywaymobile.com app, letter E, letter Z. Thanks so much.
And the excitement is definitely in the air.
Well, there's absolutely nothing else to say. I think they've said it all. We'll be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m. Same place, same bat place.
Same place, same time.
And yep, we'll see you then.
So long, guys, and be safe, be happy. Keep
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easyway Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.